Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe came along and changed everything. With Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. Now I can accept in-person, contactless payments right from my iPhone. No extra hardware required. What's truly remarkable is how I can cater to all of my customers' payment preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe ensure a smooth checkout experience every time. And it's not just me. Stripe helps businesses of all sizes, from local markets to global retailers, scale quickly and stay agile. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone. My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Wednesday, October 16th, 2019. I'm Sarah Lane. LinkedIn wants to try networking in the real world with a new free tool called Events, which lets users plan, announce, and invite others to meetups and get-togethers. Events will appear as a new menu item and is first rolling out in English-speaking countries on October 17th, with other markets to follow. Sony will launch its 360 reality audio technology later this year with Amazon Music HD, Deezer, Tidal, and Nugs.net. The format places elements of a music track around a listener in a virtual sphere. Sony says about 1,000 songs will be available at launch, including tracks from Pharrell Williams, Bob Dylan, and Billy Joel, and live performances from the likes of Charlie XCX and Codaline. Amazon Echo Studio will support 360 reality audio with other speakers requiring a Sony decoder. It also works with most headphones. Huawei announced its third quarter revenue was up 27% thanks to strong smartphone shipments prior to an expected trade blacklisting in the U.S. Huawei has since been granted a reprieve until next month. The company's Mate 30 smartphone doesn't run a licensed version of Android, but started sales last month. Huawei didn't share full third quarter figures, but did say that revenue for the first three quarters of the year grew 24.4% to 610.8 billion won. Amazon Web Services announced Amazon's consumer business has decommissioned its last database managed by Oracle and migrated 75 petabytes of data in nearly 7,500 Oracle databases to its own AWS database service. In a blog post detailing the migration, AWS titled one of its slides, "Bye Bye Oracle." However, Amazon still does have some Oracle databases, offering up that, quote, some third-party applications are tightly bound to Oracle and were not migrated. Intel is buying Toronto-based Pivot Technology Solutions Smart Edge software for $27 million to help Intel split up data and store it closer to users, which makes devices work faster. Smart Edge is designed to run on Intel's chips, which Intel intends to sell in 5G-capable equipment. Uber and Lyft chose not to send representatives to a congressional inquiry examining ride-hailing services' safety and labor practices. The House Transportation and Infrastructure Subcommittee held a hearing on Wednesday to address treatment of drivers and safety of passengers, but Transportation Committee officials told the Washington Post that neither Uber nor Lyft would show up. Uber did not respond to a request from the Post to comment, but Lyft said it had engaged with nearly all of the subcommittee's 65-member offices in advance of the hearing and said that the discussions were productive. Twitter announced it will no longer allow users to like, reply, share, or retweet tweets sent by world leaders that violate its rules. Users will still be allowed to retweet with comment, aka quote tweet the tweets. However, Twitter says this is an effort to help its users stay informed about global affairs while also enforcing its company policies. regular users who tweet content promoting terrorism, making clear and direct threats of violence, and posting private information are all subject to ban. But Twitter said in cases involving a world leader, quote, "We will err on the side of leaving the content up if there's a clear public interest in doing so." And finally, after users of Bose's Quiet Comfort 35.2 noise-canceling headphones complained that firmware updates had degraded their noise cancellation, prompting some of those users to downgrade their firmware to restore performance, Bose blocked the ability to downgrade firmware that it says is meant to address identified security concerns. On its community forums, Bose posted that it's still working on addressing the degradation issue and has scheduled in-person visits with some QC 35.2 owners so it can test and observe the headphones in a live setting. Customers near Bose's Framingham, Massachusetts headquarters can fill out a survey to initiate a phone call, which could then lead to an in-person visit. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to DailyTechNewsShow.com. You can find the show notes and links to all headlines there as well. I'm Sarah Lane. Thanks for listening. Talk to you next time.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone. My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe came along and changed everything. With Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. Now I can accept in-person, contactless payments right from my iPhone. No extra hardware required. What's truly remarkable is how I can cater to all of my customers' payment preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe ensure a smooth checkout experience every time. And it's not just me. Stripe helps businesses of all sizes, from local markets to global retailers, scale quickly and stay agile. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.